Historian Flo Lentz explains on the National Register of Historic Places registration form for the Alki homestead. West Seattle referred only to the settlement along the northeast portion of the Duwamish Peninsula. The Alki neighborhood is located on the northwest portion. Despite the nearby development of the original West Seattle, Alki remained a remote, private summer recreation area. In the 1880s and 1890s, the original West Seattle settlement established itself as an industrial and residential outgrowth of downtown Seattle. The Williamson, Phillips, and Plummer Sawmill opened in 1864 along present-day Harbor Avenue Southwest. A community sprang up around the mill. Initially named Freeport, the settlement took the name Milton by 1877 and then West Seattle in 1888. In 1893, a flour mill and public school were both under construction on the northeast corner of the peninsula. In 1899, King and Wing Shipyard, one of the most prolific shipbuilding operations in Seattle's history, was located on the southwest portion of Duwamish Head. In 1902, West Seattle was officially incorporated as a municipality. Peninsula communities, including Alki, remained separate and independent until Seattle annexed them all in 1907 under the name West Seattle. In contrast, the Alki neighborhood remained quiet and sparsely visited. The sandy beach at Alki beckoned to swimmers and beachcomers. Alki beaches became popular summer vacation spots for city dwellers seeking rustic living. The privately run Coney Island Baths opened in 1899, west of the Duwamish Head. In 1901, Albert A. Smith built the Stockade Hotel near the present intersection of 63rd Avenue Southwest and Alki Avenue Southwest. Alki Point had at least one other known beachfront resort named Rose Lodge. A public bathing beach was opened in 1901 and an auditorium in 1905. By 1905, photographs show canvas tents, private cabins, and vacation homes dotting the landscape. Flo Lentz states that in 1905, the local newspaper listed more than 75 beach cottages along Alki Avenue from the ferry landing to the natatorium. An amusement park, Luna Park, opened in 1907. Despite the summer visitors, there were few, if any, year-round residents. However, Flo Lentz notes, the Alki neighborhood quickly evolved, with permanent residences, commercial structures, a public school, a playfield with golf links, and a church. All helping the growth in West Seattle and Alki were different methods of traveling to the area in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Yet these modes of transportation were not perfect and still made traveling permanently from Alki to Seattle difficult. Beginning in 1888, ferries crossed Elliott Bay, connecting downtown Seattle and West Seattle. Small steamships, collectively known as the Mosquito Fleet, also transported passengers to docks at Alki Beach and other points at the Duwamish Peninsula. These ferries, however, were only rafts of logs held together by ropes and propelled by men with pine poles, or they were allowed to drift with the current. According to Sophia Fry Bass, the roads in West Seattle were seldom used, rough, and full of chunk holes. The easiest way of travel were by canoe, sailboat, or plodding over wet sands when the tide was out. In 1890, the Seattle Terminal Railway and Elevator Company built a trestle to the peninsula from the present Port of Seattle, bridging the south end of Elliott Bay tide flats. In later years, with people coming to the beach, the roads became better, and a plank road boulevard was built along the shore over the water. In 1907, an electric streetcar began service from Seattle to West Seattle. All this new transportation brought a flood of visitors to Alki and transformed the beach to a busy resort area in the summers. After the arrival of the streetcar service, Alki continued to develop as a tourist destination and became a year-round community. Public recreational and civic facilities anchored the neighborhood. In 1910, the city of Seattle erected the Alki Bathing Pavilion, and was opened in 1911. It served as a community gathering place and sports venue. A bandstand was completed in 1912 along Alki Beach Park. Commerce and new residents blossomed along present-day Alki Avenue Southwest. Today, the Alki neighborhood is defined by continued recreational use of the waterfront.